This is an
Get It
In special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you look very handsome.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I want to go chase the squall.
Peter's nothing interesting to say.
This is Gil.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
ENN. On a chilly Tuesday evening in Manhattan on January 28th, 2020. It's all brought to you by the All-American Ford Auto Group. Shop the largest and best Ford group in the Northeast. All-American Ford, largest selection, best prices. They're in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant, New Jersey. We'll start off by saying good evening to Michael.
I'm a baseball savant.
And then we'll say good evening to Don.
We should all get high one day.
Underrated. So yesterday, obviously, we played a lot of sad Kobe Bryant audio. Today, I'd like to flip the script a little bit, if it's all right with you guys, and play some happy Kobe Bryant audio. So let's start. You know what? Here's what I'll do. I'm going to start with the LeBron James post, which is sad, but we need to read this, and then we'll get to some fun audio. LeBron James last night, 20 hours ago. So what time would that make that? About 10 o'clock last night, Eastern time. I'm not ready, but here I go. Man, I'm sitting here trying to write something for this post, but every time I try, I begin crying again just thinking about you, niece Gigi, and the friendship bond brotherhood we had. I literally just heard your voice Sunday morning before I left Philly to head back to L.A. Didn't think for one bit in a million years that would be the last conversation we'd have. WTF. I'm heartbroken and devastated, my brother. Man, I love you, big bro. My heart goes to Vanessa and the kids. I promise you I'll continue your legacy, man. You mean so much to us all here, especially Laker Nation. And it is my responsibility to put this ish on my back and keep it going. Please give me the strength from the heavens above and watch over me. I got us here. There's so much more I want to say but just can't right now because I can't get through it. Until we meet again, my brother, hashtag Mamba for life, hashtag Gigi for life. And he did it with it's a post with a really great photo of him in his Lakers uniform walking towards the sideline and Kobe standing up to give him a dap.
Yeah, I was waiting to hear from him, and obviously you could see he's emotional. So he got something out there, and tonight's Laker-Clipper game, where I'm sure a lot of people would have talked with him, has been canceled, and we'll see if the next scheduled game is going to be played.
Do you guys remember a couple of years ago when ESPN aired a Jalen Rose mockumentary show?
No.
That they'd been sitting on?
No.
Jalen Rose had done a mockumentary show, and it was like a comedy, and I forget the story was like how it ended up coming to be, but essentially he had done this show. It kind of ended up disappearing and then they aired it and it was Jalen versus everybody. And he's sort of a Larry David-ish character, like nothing's kind of going right for him. And he has a very Curb-like scene with Kobe. And, it's pretty amusing. Kobe in it, you can watch it on YouTube, is pretty damn funny.
Jalen.
Oh no.
Hey, Cole, how you doing? How retirement treating you?
It's great, man. It's great. Just, you know, a little writing, a little investing.
Nice. So I don't know if you saw the thing on Twitter about your statue.
You know, I don't pay attention to that stuff.
Yeah, I figured that. Me either.
A drink, Mr. Bryant?
Yeah, I'll have a vodka martini.
How many olives would you like?
81.
Really?
Nah, man, I'm just playing. Just two. Joke for him. He gets it.
And Kobe's like, after he says the 81, is just staring at Jalen Rose, who badmouthed him on Twitter. But I just got a lot of joy out of these videos. There was a TNT promo where Ali G sat with a bunch of NBA stars during the Ali G moment. And he sat with Kobe.
Check it, West Side. This be Ali G representing with my man Kobe Bryant.
Yo, respect.
How many springs does an official bowl have in it?
How many springs? It doesn't have any springs in it.
Why does it bounce then?
It's air. There's air in the ball.
Well, there's air in this room. How come this room ain't bouncing?
They just stare blankly at each other. By the way, for those of you who might have missed it, I should have pointed this out.
Did he know it was Ali G? I mean, did he
know?
Yeah,
it was a bit.
Okay.
It was like a TNT bit.
Okay.
But for those who may have missed it, I should have pointed out, of course, that Jalen Rose famously was guarding Kobe when he went for the 81 against Toronto. And here was just a clip that I saw pop up on the internet of Kobe being asked questions and answering in Spanish. And we just hear so much about Kobe and his speaking of different languages, but I don't know if many of us have actually heard him.
Kobe, ¿cómo estás?
Todo está bien, amigo.
Sí, nos sentimos bien contentos de que last time we spoke, tú hablaste mucho español, la gente no sabía eso. ¿Le puede explicar a alguna persona cómo aprendiste a hablar el español?
Sábado gigante. Francisco, ¿no? Es porque yo hablo italiano y italiano y español son muy similares, entonces yo paré.
And that's Kobe basically saying that he doesn't speak very much Spanish, but he speaks Italian, so he can speak a little bit of Spanish. But even that, you can sort of hear his comfort. Although he made a joke earlier about watching Sabado Gigante, which I know is one of your favorite.
I love that show.
Why?
I mean, just the spectacle of it.
Really?
Anything? They have a good time.
Any specific?
Beautiful women.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, scantily clad.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're getting right to it, right?
Well, that's exactly what Sabado Gigante is. Big Saturday, it's called.
That's correct. Giant, some would say.
Yeah.
We said earlier that Jimmy Kimmel, who had Kobe on 15 or 16 times, yesterday did his show in Los Angeles with no crowd because he didn't think it was appropriate to do a comedy show. He made it a tribute to Kobe Bryant. And here's Jimmy speaking about the personal side of Kobe.
I had many conversations with Kobe off of television, and they always involved his daughters, always. Once he retired from basketball, his life revolved around their lives. He was very proud of them. He loved being a father. When my son had heart surgery, he checked in with me repeatedly. He made a point once, Billy, my son was out of the hospital, to meet him. He wanted to meet him, and from time to time, he would check in to see how he was doing. And, yes, I know he was not a perfect person. I understand that. My intention is not to canonize him or make judgments about things I don't know anything about. But I will say he loved his family. He worked very hard, and he brought a lot of joy to a lot of people in the city, and we're going to miss him.
Well said.
Kimmel is my favorite of the modern day late night hosts.
That's what I watch
by a long shot. And if I watch late night TV, he's who I'd be watching all the time. He's fantastic, and he really knows how to handle the important and big moments well.
And he's very emotional. He breaks down a lot.
Yeah,
I remember when Don Rickles passed away, he had trouble getting through the monologue because he was so close to Rickles and. The shooting in Vegas, he was very emotional then because
he's from Vegas.
From Vegas, and obviously with his child being sick. So I think people connect with that. At least I do. And I kind of thought about you, Michael. You kind of joke about your center stages because of your fluctuation in weight.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Kimmel was a different human being in some of those interviews. I mean, no beard. He was much heavier. Like they showed the 2009 championship team came on, the Laker team that beat the Magic. So that was 2009, so that's like 11,
pretty early
years ago.
That's actually pretty early in his run.
And he must have been 50 pounds heavier. He just looked like a different person.
Yeah, my goal in this current Weight Watchers run I'm on, I want Jimmy Kimmel weight loss. I want people to go, what happened to you?
I tried the Jimmy Kimmel method, too. It didn't work for me. Like, he doesn't eat for 2 days. He fasts for 2 days.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Wasn't it like you're allowed, 50 calories for 2 days, and then you could eat with anything you want?
Yeah, and I really took literally, you could eat whatever you want.
And let me guess, it didn't work.
Weight.
Oh, God, gained weight. You didn't even lose. It's not even that you didn't lose.
No.
Gained.
I was starving. I did this for about 4 months. I starved for 2 days.
But you didn't gain a lot, right? You just kind of did nothing?
I gained more than I wanted to. If I just dieted the way I usually do.
So, here in New York, Jimmy Fallon had a show to do. And, of course, he has a history with Kobe Bryant, as it seems so many do. And his story was very personal. And it might surprise you.
I met Kobe when he was 17 and I was 21. He was a rookie on the Lakers and I was just starting out in the comedy scene in LA. We were at a party and we didn't know anyone at the party, so we just started talking and I said, like, hey, what do you do? And he goes, I play basketball. I go, where? And he goes, for the Lakers. I go, wow. He goes, what do you do? I'm a stand-up comic. We just got along. We hit it off, started talking. He was telling me he was into poetry and I met his sister. She was there. And so then the guy that was having the party said, hey, guys, who wants to make a beer run? And Kobe wasn't drinking. He was 17. So he goes, I'll do it. He goes, Jimmy, you want to come? So I go, okay. So I get in the car. It's me and Kobe Bryant. And he's brand new in L.A. And me too. I didn't know L.A. at all. And we drive down Sunset Boulevard to this place called Pink Dot. It looked like a 7-Eleven. I thought it was a 7-Eleven. You pulled in. But it wasn't a 7-Eleven. Anyway, so I go in and I open the door and it's locked. And the guy goes, sorry, I can't sell you anything. And I go, we just want to get some beer right there. And he goes, yeah, I can't do that. And I go, but just real quick, we know what it is. It's just there. And he goes, yeah, that's not how the way this place works. We're delivery only. We're not allowed to sell things. And I go, okay. And then Kobe takes out his ID and he puts it up against the glass. And he goes, I'm a Laker. And the guy opened the door and we walked out with five cases of beer and we saved the party. So we saved the party, we said goodnight, and of course Kobe went on to become a legend. Five NBA titles, two Olympic gold medals, 18 all-star appearances, one of the most brilliant and most respected players in NBA history. And when we'd run into each other over the years, we'd laugh about that night that we first met. We'd laugh at all the good things that had happened since. And we'd laugh about how much fun it was to raise kids and all the stupid mistakes we made trying to figure out how to be good dads. And Kobe had four daughters, and I had two daughters. And today, he and one of his girls are gone. But I think I knew Kobe enough to know that he rose to any challenge by digging deeper and getting back to work. So let's honor Kobe, Gianna, and the other lives that were lost yesterday by following his example. Love your family. Love your teammates. And outwork everyone else in the gym.
Really beautiful job from Jimmy Fallon as well. Tremendous. And touching and really a really funny, interesting story as well.
The stories we hear, though, he seemed like he really cared about people that he just met. Like yesterday, the stories that we heard from Nancy Lieberman. I mean, usually stars don't do that. I mean, big stars don't do that. He just seemed like he took a lot of pride and really wanting to know what are you about? You know, what about your kids? And, you know, we played Elle Duncan before, what she said, the beautiful message.
And that was the first time she
met her.
Just met her.
And they spoke for 30 minutes and she's 8 months pregnant and talking about daughters and stuff.
It doesn't seem very guarded.
Yes. I've heard from people that he didn't have any entourage, that if you were a reporter covering the Lakers and you could walk with him to the car outside Staples Center. He just didn't have like that force field that most athletes, not even superstars, he's otherworldly superstar. And he just seemed like he liked to get close to people.
Richard Sherman was, of course, doing media yesterday in Miami for the Super Bowl. And he talked about what Kobe would tell him right now.
You know, I was really sad yesterday, and I was sad this morning. I was kind of down. I was in the dumps, and then I just thought about what he would tell me. You know what I mean? He would tell me to stop being a baby and man up and play it and do it in his honor and win this game for him. You know, and that's what we're gonna try to do. You know, I'm gonna go out there and try to play some dominating ball, just like he wanted. You know, the Mamba mentality still lives on.
Steve Kerr went on Scott Van Pelt's SV Pod podcast and talked about Kobe developing his attitude.
I don't remember seeing it right away with Kobe. I remember it coming sort of his second year, where it became apparent, you know, man, this guy's got something special. You know what I do remember? The All-Star game that he played, I think it was in Madison Square Garden. He waved off Karl Malone. Do you remember this?
Mm-hmm.
I think at that point, everybody thought, you know, what a punk. This young guy's going to wave off Karl Malone. But in some ways, that was kind of his way of saying, no, that's, you know, I'm here and I'm not showing deference to anybody. And in some ways, that's what made Kobe who he was, just that incredible self-belief. And that was real. That was not manufactured. That was the real deal.
Of course, the Lakers and Clippers were scheduled to play tonight, but they will be postponed. That'll do it for ENN on this Tuesday evening. I have a lot of other sports stories outside the world of Kobe. We'll get to those tomorrow.
Now, tomorrow we're going to really start to dig into the Super Bowl. It's going to be, I think, a really good Super Bowl. Lots on the line for Don and Peter. They have to make their pick to break the tie for last place. Trey Wingo, live from Miami, will join us. So we'll start to break it down, some of the weaknesses and strengths. RJ is going to the game, which he's really, really happy.
Wait, I didn't know that was happening.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
RJ and his dad.
When did that become official?
Yesterday.
RJ, you tell me nothing.
Also, you know who made it happen?
Chris Canty?
Chris Canty. Yeah. Super Bowl champion Chris Canty.
Unbelievable.
Also, RJ Barrett told reporters today in Charlotte he'd like to retire the Maple Mamba nickname that he has in honor of Kobe. And happy birthday, Alan Alda, 83 today.
See you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.